Yeah, I want to start by just thanking you guys. Give yourselves a round of applause for being here still and committing to the Saturday Room Leadership. This is the talk I'm going to give you guys right now that if you're on the conference call that we did to promote this this event, I was telling you I was going to give you the words. I was going to give you all my secrets, basically everything I had, everything I've done, and why I've had some of the results that I have. And what I was always looking for was the exact words. That was the biggest thing for me. When I started this, I'm like, just tell me what to do. Tell me the exact words to say, and I'm going to say it. And that's what I'm going to give you guys now. And I'm going to talk a lot about closing, okay, and motivating people to take action. You can take that down. I don't need that for about a while here, so I'll let you guys know when I need that. But I'm going to talk a lot about motivating people to take action and closing and different stuff. And closing is a mindset. Or I don't even like to call it closing in this type of business. That's kind of a sales word. And we're not in the sales business like we've been telling. We're in the showing business, you know. And what I can really relate closing to in this business is it's like a dog chasing a school bus. That's the best thing I can relate it to. When you guys are like, that eye must be going to his brain or something. You're thinking that I've completely lost my mind now. But here's what I mean. As we're out there in this world, and, you know, once you leave here, you're going to go out there and you're going to start calling people and calling your friends. And everybody in this world is looking for time freedom. They're looking for money freedom. They're looking for an unbelievable opportunity that's going to blow their minds and change. Everybody wants that, right? Everybody, all these people that you go out there and talk to, they're like this dog who's chasing this school bus, right? The problem is, have you guys ever seen a dog actually catch a school bus? See, when we bring this opportunity to them and we sit down with them, we show them the DVD and we show them the information, and they see it, and it's the school bus. It's everything they could possibly want. But when a dog actually catches a school bus, they don't know what to do. See, if you ever watch it, it's the craziest thing. If they actually get one, they start like, start going in circles and trying to chase their tail, and they don't know what to do. And they need a nudge in the right direction. So all this stuff I'm about to tell you guys, some of it's going to sound forceful, maybe. Some of it's going to sound blunt. Okay, but here's the reason I can talk to people the way I do is because I know we got the school bus. See, we got the cookie. You know, we got the deal. And I believe in my heart, World Ventures is a good thing for everybody. And if I don't do my job, see, when I saw the business, I wasn't in. See, I wasn't in. David Peach had to take me in the back room, and he had to be hard on me. He had to be what you guys would call pushy. But here's the deal. If he wouldn't have pushed me, I would never be here today. And when you're out there talking to your friends or you're doing a two-on-one with your team and you don't have any backbone and you're not overcoming objections and you're not asking people to get started and you're not pushing people, what favors are you doing them? If you don't push somebody, see, if nobody would have pushed me to get into this business, I don't know where I'd be. I was in real estate. It got really rough for a while there. I don't know where I'd be if nobody pushed me to get into this business. So if you want to be a leader, you want to do your team some favors, you want to do the guests some favors, apply the stuff that I'm going to tell you about. Get some backbone. This is what I want you guys to write down. This is a mindset that you need to always have in your head. I don't work for free. We don't work for free. We're the money-making team. If you go out there and you show somebody the business and you're not asking them to get started, you're working for free. We don't work for free. That's the mindset I want you building this business with. And as far as the closing process and motivating people to get started, when does the closing process start? Anybody know? Before you even begin. It's in your head. Right when you write that name on that sheet of paper, before you dial the phone, what's your mindset? See, and I want to take you guys through kind of what to do before and after the presentation. Because a lot of times people will come up to me and they'll ask me and they'll say, well, what are you playing on the DVD? Or are you doing the presentations live? Or I like this guy, but I don't like this guy, right? And I just tell you flat out, the presentation does not matter. The information is just the information. And just so you know, nobody's signing up because of the presentation. They're signing up because of what happens before the presentation and what happens after the presentation. The information is just the information. So that being said, let's say you did the four-step invite right, or you did what Lynn did. You invited somebody to coffee, or you went right to their house. Or, you know, what I really like doing is if you're going to do an event like last night, you want to go pick your friend up, you know, so they actually come. You know, go pick them up and drive fast so they don't, you know, try to roll out. So, because once you pick them up, you got them, right? Or go meet them for coffee. But what I want to talk about is what to do before the presentation, okay? And something that you're going to want to remember is in everything that you're thinking about before the presentation, what you really want to do is make your guest comfortable, okay? Write this down. If people are comfortable, they will buy. If people are uncomfortable, they will not. So if you've done the four-step invite properly, or if you did what Lynn said and you just invite them out to coffee, when you sit down with your friend, what do you think the first thing they're going to say to you as soon as you get them in the car or as soon as you go meet them? Anybody know? What's going on, right? They're going to try to get it out of you. Write this down. Don't break. Don't break. See, if you start puking on them then, you just screwed the whole thing up, right? Ask questions about them. It's called forming. People love talking about themselves. They can talk about themselves all day. So just ask questions about them. How's your family? What's going on? Oh, you're going to see that as soon as we get there. I'm about to show you in a little bit. That's what the presentation's for. How's the job? What have you been doing for fun? All right? Just ask them questions about themselves. How about the volunteers, right? Whatever. Just have casual conversation. But this is what I want you guys to remember. No network marketing talk before the presentation. So that includes last night when we did that big event, and there's a bunch of people around, and some people are in the business, and some people are guests. And sometimes one of my pet peeves is I'll bring my guests over to somebody on my team to introduce them, and I've done the invite properly, so my guest doesn't even know what they're there for, and all of a sudden I'll bring it up to my teammate, and my teammate will go, "Hey, are you in?" My guest is like, "In what? Inside? Yes, I'm inside." Like, they have no idea what you're talking about. No upline, downline, sideline, cross. They have no idea what any of that means, so don't do it. You need to play team. Right? Your job is just to edify whoever the guest is. And one of the main things you want to do when you have your guests there is introduce them to whoever the social proof is, as Lynn would say, whoever the presenter is. Or if you're just pressing play on the DVD, whoever the leader is that you have, the two-on-one person, your upline leader, introduce them and edify that person. Okay? So, let me get Fred, would you come up here? Come on up here. Give these guys a round of applause. They're going to be my volunteers. Come on up stage. Okay. So here's the proper way to edify and re-edify somebody. And this is what I'm talking about. What makes people join it before the presentation, this is what makes people come on board. So Fred, if you would treat me as the presenter, okay, and I want you to introduce your guest to me.
I tell you what, it'd be a lot easier to do it in real.
Yes. Okay, let me help him. All right, so here's what we want to do. So if Shayla was Fred's guest and I was the presenter, it's Fred's job to edify myself as the presenter. So he'd say, "Shayla, this is Eric." And just, you can say this about anybody. A lot of times the presenter, you might not even know him that well, or they not maybe had that success yet, or you're two-on-one person, just be like, "Eric is a really successful guy. He's had a lot of success in what we're going to show you, and we're really lucky to have Eric here. He knows a ton of people. He's been wildly successful in this idea. But also, and this is key, a lot of people miss this, Fred also wants to edify Shayla, his guest, to me. Not as much. So you build up the presenter to this level. Edify means build up. So you build up the presenter to that level and build up his guest to here. Because you still want their guests feeling good about themselves, but you don't want them on the same level as the presenter. Now, the point behind all of this is simply so Shayla actually listens to the presenter. That's the only reason. Because if Fred just walked up to me and said, "Hey, this is Shayla. She's a big deal in the community. Everybody knows her. She's awesome. Business owner. Rock star." And then Fred said, "Shayla, this is Eric." When the presentation starts, why does Shayla have any reason to listen to the presenter? Or if you're pressing play on a DVD, why does she have any reason to respect me afterwards when I try to get her to start in the business and I try to tell my story if he said nothing good about me? So it's not about the ego of the presenter or the leader. It's about the psychology of what makes your guest join. And these little things are what make people take action. So as a presenter now, I also want to re-edify Fred. So a lot of times, Fred and Shayla are really good friends, And I might not know either of them. Like, last night, I didn't know any of you, right? We had never even met. But if you introduce me to your guest, I can still say this. And if you're a leader in the room, a presenter, or somebody that's going to be used for social proof, and you don't have that, Fred's on my team, but since, you know, you got a large organization, you might not know that much about Fred, you can say something as simple as this. Shayla, you came with the right guy tonight. Fred's here every night. He's kind of a big deal around here. You could say that about anybody. Now, let me tell you what just happened. Shayla and Fred are good friends. And Shayla views Fred, remember, lampshade on his head, right? See, that's how she's looking at him. And when I, as a person that he just built up as a big deal, when I do something as simple as saying, Fred's always, you came with the right person. Fred's the right guy. He's here all the time. All of a sudden, Shayla's like, Fred, you sure you got the right guy? Really? Now they sit down. Thank you guys for coming on. Good job. Give them a round of applause. But now they sit down and we have different thoughts going through her head. Okay? And this is all a big part of what's going to make people join your team. Okay? Now, in addition to introducing people to just the presenter, introduce them to other people around them to make them as comfortable as possible before the presentation. Just introduce them to all the different teammates. And again, no network marketing talk before the presentation. Okay, so just talk about everything else. Make them feel as comfortable as possible. Now, once the presentation starts, I would sit as close to the front as you possibly can. Okay, and we need to create energy in the room. So if there's a travel party, you know, this is for travel parties, for events like we did last night, you need to create the right kind of energy. Even if you're doing a two-on-one, when you're playing that DVD, I'm telling you guys, I love Bethany, but I am so glad they came out with a new DVD. Because I watched Bethany, no lie, I watched Bethany about 5 times a day for 2 months straight. Right? I'm saying the same stupid jokes, right? And telling me, you know, raise your hand, all this stuff. And no matter what happened, I would just be leaning forward in my chair, laughing at her jokes. I heard the jokes, the same joke 5 times every day. But I'm laughing, right? And the reason is in the psychology behind it. Like when I started, we didn't have DVDs. So what happened to me is I went and sat and saw David Peach. This is why the company always has me talk about closing at the national events, is because my first 60 people I brought to the presentation, it was 60 for 60. I didn't miss in my first 60. And what I did is I just brought them to presentations like this. I sat in the front row and I understood a lot of this stuff. Now, if you didn't go 60 for 60, don't compare yourself to me. That's for sure. Because we all start at different points. And this is, you don't compare yourself to other people in this business. That's not good for anything. But where I started, if you think about where I came from, I was 24 years old. I had 7 real estate offices with my brother, and I've never done networking. I've never came to my friends with anything before. And what I had done in the past is I had recruited real estate agents from other real estate companies to my company. So these skills that I'm talking to you guys about, I had already had developed before I came to World Ventures. And that's why I had such a fast start. But now you come to events like this, and this is how you develop them, and you start to get the kind of closing ratios that I'm talking about. Okay, so, but I understood all of this stuff already. And so what was happening was I would sit in the front row. We call it moneymaker row. That's where you always want to be. If you sit in the front row, get into it. And I would lean forward the whole time. Okay, because I understand. Well, if you guys just do a quick exercise for me, would you guys do me a favor and everybody in this room, uncross your legs, uncross your arms, lean forward, act like this is really interesting. Like, lean forward in your seats, get us on the edge of your chair. As far as you can, on the edge of your chair. All right, good. All right, now I want you to feel the energy we just created in this room. Now, I want everybody to lean back. Cross your legs, cross your arms, yawn. And then look around. And it's a completely different deal. Some of the questions, and let me just tell you what's happening, just so you know. When your guest is sitting next to you and they're watching the DVD, or they're watching somebody do that presentation like I was last night, just so you know, they're not buying me. They're not buying the presenter on the DVD. They're buying you. And if you're sitting next to your guest, and you're lean back, and you're acting disinterested and you start yawning, what does your guest think? See, let me tell you what's going through your guest's head. They're watching the DVD, but there's about three things going through their head. Number one, they're thinking, is this cool? I mean, they're looking at it thinking, does it make sense? You can't look at World Ventures objectively and not think that it's cool and that it makes sense. It just, it makes logical sense, okay? But they're thinking a couple other things. Number two, they're thinking, can I do it? And if you just press play on a DVD, Tosh said it all day, everybody can press play on a DVD. That's why all I do is the DVD, right? So we're answering that question. But the third and the most important question you have to answer to your friend, and what's going to make them join, is they're looking at you. And they're thinking, is the person sitting next to me going to be here in a year? Are they all in on this deal? Are they going to help me? And if you're leaned back and you're yawning and you get up and answer your cell phone and leave the room, what do you think is going through your head? What do you think is going through your guest's head? There is not a phone call important enough for you to get up and leave during a presentation. Because just watch what happens. Once one person does it, the floodgates are open. And how many of you realize you might be a rep, you might already be involved, and you might get up and answer your phone, but the guests don't know that. The guests might think you just saw something on the DVD that ticked you off and you got up and left. And watch what starts happening. You kill the energy in the room. You got to play team. You got to work together. So during the presentation, I'm leaning forward. There was 40 nights in a row I went to David Peach's chiropractic office and he was presenting. He said the same stupid joke 40 nights in a row. Guess what I did? I laughed. And then he said, hey, raise your hand. Guess what I did? I raised my hand. And the entire time I'm leaning forward and I'm nodding my head and the thoughts in your head. What are the thoughts in your head during the presentation? See, all I'm thinking about at the same time, my guests sitting next to me, I'm leaning forward like this. They're usually leaning back like this. They're usually trying to like elbow me and get me to talk. I won't talk. I'm focused on the presenter. I'm giving my energy to the presenter or to the DVD, whatever it is. And in my mind, no matter what they're doing, the only thing that is going through my head, the only thoughts are in my head are they're signing up. They're getting in. They're signing up. 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 Oh, crap. I forgot to get a regional form. They're probably going to want to sign up for training, too. I'm going to have to go back and get that. They're signing up. 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 Now, a lot of people, as your guests are leaning back like this, in your head, you're thinking, probably shouldn't have called this guy. Is he mad that he's here? See, and when you get to the end, you're not going to sound powerful and dynamic if you're, those are the thoughts in your head. See, when you get to the end, I'm so assuming they're signing up, it actually disturbs me. When that 61st person didn't sign up, you can ask David Peach, you can call him. I was flabbergasted for like a week. I called everybody in the upline. I'm like, what did I do? You know, because I'm just assuming everybody's going to do it. I'm assuming everybody's going to sign up. Why wouldn't you? You would have to be crazy. In my mind, you got to be a little off not to see this, right? So I get to the end and I say, hey, that was freaking awesome. Ready to get started? I stare at them. Sometimes they threw their credit card at me. More often than not, they don't. Just so you guys know, you got to overcome objections, right? Now, how many of you realize some of you out there looking at me right now, you do all the work. You made your names list, you got them to coffee, you showed them the DVD, and you did everything right. You leaned forward in your chair, you got to the end of the presentation, and you didn't even ask them to buy. How many of you realize you're working for free? You get to the end and you go, what'd you think? That's not a buying question. Ask people to buy. Does anybody know what happens when you ask people to buy sometimes? They say yes. You have to ask them, though. Are you ready to get started? But let me tell you the biggest mistake you make. Most of you are asking them to buy once, and then they give you some lame objection. Time and money. Those are the two you're going to get most of the time. And they say, oh, I don't have the time. And in your mind, you're going, they said no. Please write this down. An objection is not a no. It is a yes. I was sharing with the rock star group last night that qualified for our special training. And I was sharing a story that I was in Cyprus doing the presentation over there. I did a fast start over there, regional. And they speak Greek. So I'm on the other side of the world in this little island just south of Turkey, doing the presentation, And the presentation got over, and I was helping some people get their guests started. And their guests looked at me, and they said word for word the exact same thing that people said to me in Minnesota. They just said it in Greek. I don't have the time, or I don't have the money. See, wherever you go, the job is this. Get good at overcoming objections, because people are just people, and all over the world, they look at it, and they say the same two things. I don't have time, or I don't have money. They're saying, yes, I love it, but I don't have time. So guess what? All we have to do is overcome that objection, and we got them. Some of you are asking once, are you ready to get started? And they're giving you some lame excuse, and you're buying it. Who's selling who? Write this down. The more certain person wins every single time. Are they more certain afterwards that they don't have time to do this? Or are you more certain that that's exactly why they should do this? Or if they keep doing what they're doing, they're going to keep getting what they're getting? Get some backbone. That's what this talk's about. The average person, please write this down, this is so key. The average person buys anything, us as human beings, we buy anything after we have been asked 3.2 times. We almost never buy anything after they ask us the first time. So if you're a leader, you're the social proof person, or you're sitting down one-on-one with your person, if you don't ask them to buy three times, you're not doing your job. So the way I get them in, see, in my mind, when they give me the objection, you guys might be deflated. For me, I get excited. You'll see me smile. I'm just like, yes, we got a live one. Game on. Okay, so yeah, I don't know if I have the time. Like, cool. You know, so then we got to overcome the objection. So how do you overcome it? Number one thing you want to remember is the objection's always the answer. Don't argue with them. Agree with them. They're expecting you to argue with them. We don't argue. It's going to feel good if somebody, you know, wants to start arguing with you about World Ventures. We know we got the deal. We can win the argument, but if you win the argument, they're not signing up. You might feel good about it, but you're not making any money. You're still working for free. So what we do is we just agree with them. So I'd say, Fred, I understand you don't have time to do this. To be honest with you, that's what I was thinking. My first night when I looked at this, I had 7 real estate offices. We had 220 agents. Imagine how busy I was. I didn't have any time. But you know what I figured out? That's exactly why I did it. Because to be honest with you, Fred, what I learned is we don't even need your time. This is really key. I have signed more people up using this one line than you could imagine. I said, in fact, Fred, I don't even want your time. As a matter of fact, Fred, I don't even want you. It's not why I called you. I don't want you at all. Some of you are afraid to take it away from people. If people think you need them, you're dead in the water. If people think they need you, you got them. I don't want you, Fred. Not even close. But you know why I called you? Is I know your situation. And I know you want more time with your family. And I know how busy you are. And I know if you keep doing what you're doing, you're going to keep getting what you're getting. But here's what I found out. I have the time and the knowledge to do this. I'm all in on this deal. You got the contacts. So you know 100 people I don't know. Let's together get in front of your top 10. I want to get in front of your top 10, right? That's it. It's just about context. I don't need any of your time, because I know when we get in front of your top 10, we're going to get 6 out of 10. Now, what that does, it makes you $570. You got the products for life. You never pay another dime in. And Fred, get away from it. I don't want you around us. I want you going and doing what you're doing. But here's the deal, Fred. I'm going to meet 6 new people that you introduced me to. And Fred, guess what I'm going to tell them? You give me in front 10, 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 you give me in front 10. Ted, guess, or Fred, guess what? Because you introduced me as first people, you get an override off of everything I create with those people. Are you ready to get started? And I shut up. Every time I answer an objection, I end it with, are you ready to get started? And in my mind, I'm going, 2. Now I've asked twice. Eric, I love it. I just don't have the money. That's one of my favorites. I worked the last 2 winters I've spent in Las Vegas doing some stuff out there, and a lot of timeshare people. I guess there's a big timeshare industry here as well, you guys were telling me. And I work with a lot of those timeshare people on my team, and their goal is to get anywhere from $5,000 to, you know, $30,000 from people in 45 minutes that they've never met. And they'll tell you one thing really important. Money is never an excuse. Never. We're talking about a dollar a day. If somebody tells you they don't have $365, please write this down. This might be the most important thing of today. If somebody tells you they don't have access to $365, they are lying to you. You're either buying it or you're not. $365. It depends how frontal you want to be on this, okay? You could be real nice about it. You can say, Fred, you know, I understand, you know, times are tough. You know, $365 to some people is a lot of money. And, you know, to be honest with you, not too long ago, that was a lot of money to me too. But, you know, I knew one thing, that was a huge problem. You know, and I knew if I was going to keep doing what I was doing, I was going to keep getting what I was getting. So let me ask you a question. What are you doing to change that? Well, and they'll usually don't have an answer for you, just so you guys know. I'll say, well, how about this? How about you figure out a way? All right, let's just figure out a way that you can come up with the $365. Just put that aside. But let's together, you and I, to change your situation, let's together, you and I, get in front of your top 10. Go get 6 out of 10, make you $570. Because here's what I learned. When I started, I spent $365 at 8:30, but by midnight, I made $1,200. So let me ask you a question. If right now you spent $365 and by midnight we made $1,200, would you get started with us? You ready to get started? I'm never that nice, just so you know. I usually go like this. You don't have $365? Really? This is America. You're honestly going to sit there and tell me you don't have access to $365. You can go pick up pop cans for the next 3 days and come up with $365. Don't lie to me. But when my personal contacts, I don't let people lie to me. Tell me you don't like my suit. Don't tell me you can't come up with $365. Seriously. Okay, let's say this. You don't have $365, huh? All right, here's my Porsche keys. On the table. All you got to do is come up with $365 in the next 24 hours. There's your Porsche. Could you do it?
Yeah.
They just didn't see the value. See? What would you do? Go do that. Ready to get started? Money is never an objection. If you know people went to college, this is the easiest. Oh, okay. Who in here has gone to a school that they paid for? Just by a show of hands. Okay, most of you. Where did you go to school? Private university. How much did it cost per year? $40,000 per year. Okay. So if I was talking to Shayla, if you're talking to anybody you know that's gone to school, say this. Say you don't have $365. Okay. Now, let me ask you a question. When you were 18 and you decided to go to this university that cost $40,000 a year, so 40,000 times 4, it's $160,000, right? Now, did you make that decision when you were 18 years old to go to that school because you had 160 grand laying in the bank that it was going to cost you? Because that's how much it costs, right? Or did you decide to go to that school because you thought it'd be a good thing for your life? And when you got through with that, you'd make more money after you spent 4 years of your life on $160,000. You make more money than if you didn't go to school. So you figured out a way to come up with 160 grand, huh, when you were 18? This is $365. I know people that make more money than everybody that graduated in your class probably combined. Figure it out. See, if you could pay $365 for a Porsche, you would call the First International Bank a mom, dad, brother, sister. You'd figure it out. They're just not seeing the value. You got to show people the value, and you're either going to buy it or you're not. But you got to show them the value. And then end your objection with, are you ready to get started? Now, the last part of this, this is the one thing I've made up all day. I stole the rest of that stuff. This is the one thing, guys. I'm excited about this. This is actually mine. If you like it, let me know. So what I would always do is, from there, I want to get them on the computer. Okay, I want to get them on the binary. because I want to show them the website. And what really makes people join is because of is what we call fear of loss. So you're going to want to write this down. People will always join today. If you're getting the think about it objection, the I got to talk to my wife objection, all that stuff, here's the mistake you're making, and you're going to figure it out as we go. But people will always join today because of what they're going to lose if they don't. People are not going to join your team today because of what they're going to gain if they do. It's called fear of loss. That's what made me join. That's what made almost every leader in this company join, is because of what they're going to lose if they didn't. So here's how we create that. And this is my standard line. You need to have internet. Where you're giving these presentations, have the internet. So what happened is we get to the end, and maybe I'm answering their objection, their hemming and hawing. I just say this. I say, listen, Fred, I was a visual person. This is how I get to the computer. I say, listen, Fred, I was a visual person, so I had to see how it all worked. They're talking about those websites, how they track that and all that stuff. Let me show you how it works. I don't give them a chance to answer. I say, yeah, I was a visual person. Let me show you how it works. Can you guys bring up that binary, please? And I show my website, and our websites are pretty cool, right? So I see, like, see how I got my name up there? That's pretty cool, huh? And then I show them my 3D binary view, and I go to my right team, my left team, and I go to the weaker side of my team. So you either go bottom left or bottom right, okay? And what I want to do is I want to show them how the timing and placement works. Now, I want to make this clear. On these new DVDs, there is no timing and placement slide. You have to explain that to people. It's so key. If you're going to think about it, you're going to, I got to talk to my spouse, you have not put the fear of loss inside of people. Okay, you got to explain how timing and placement works. Okay, so I just say, hey, Fred, remember how they were talking about, you know, the two teams and the left and the right and the time and placement, kind of how that works? Well, let me show you. And I go to the last person. When you go bottom left, they can always see the last person that signed up. They can see their name, right? So let's just say that's right here, okay? Let's say that is Amy, okay? So I just say, Fred, let me explain to you how this works. This is Amy right here. Now, you don't know who Amy is, right? You have no idea who she is. Okay, well, Amy's the decision maker, and she actually, I showed her this yesterday, and she came on board. Because she came on board and made that decision, if you decide to come on board today, you go right there on her team. And everything Amy, everything you ever do in this business, Amy gets paid for. Just because she made that decision to come on board last night. Now let me tell you about the next person I'm showing. I have my names list there. I have everything out. I say, let me tell you about the next person I'm showing. The next person I'm showing is Nate Aho. This guy knows everybody. He ran a building company, built 500 homes a year, millions and millions of dollars. Everybody who knows him respects him. I don't know if he's going to do this for sure, but he's the type of person where $365 isn't a lot of money to him. And we've done other things in the past together. And when he gets involved in something, he has the ability, because when he does something, he does it for real. He's one of those type of people. And he has the ability to put anywhere from 10,000 to 20,000 people in an idea like this. I'm showing Nate in 2 hours. When you sit down with your personal, you need to have the next appointment lined up the same night. Not tomorrow, because they're going to go home and think about it. 2 hours. You need to edify that person like he's the next David Peach. He's going to flat out kill this thing, and he might. And I said, let me explain something to you, Fred. You go right there. Since you're making that decision right now, and I'm showing you, you're my friend, I'm showing you before Nate, I'm going to take that rock star, and I'm going to put him right there on your team. And everything he ever does, you get paid off of, just like you did it yourself, because you made that decision to come on board with me today. Now, if you hesitate and you have to go think about it, I like you, you're my friend, and you know that's why I even called you to show you this, but here's the deal. I'm running a business, and you have to respect the fact that I can't wait for anybody. And if you walk out those doors, I'm going to assume no, okay? And I'm going to have to move on. And if you have to hesitate on $365 decision, Nate's going right there. And if you call me back and you want to come on board, you're on his team. Then I move my mouse right there. And I say, are you ready to get started? And I shut up. We call that the computer close. Did you guys like that one? All right, good. I like that. That's very, very effective. Very, very effective. Teams, you can shut that down if you like. Okay, guys. We're going to wrap this thing up. We're going to do a couple exercises and get out of here. I got to tell you guys, you have been an unbelievable group. I got to give some props. All the volunteers, can we please have them stand up so we can give them a big round of applause before we finish this thing up? You guys have been unbelievable. Unbelievable. Lynn and Patty Joe Rawlings, who put this together, wow, guys. Awesome. Awesome. They've just been incredible hosts, and the guys in the back, Marty and Darren and the sound guys, I mean, this setup, I've done every regional we've ever had as a company. They've had me somewhere. I have never seen anything even close to the professionalism and the setup you guys brought here in Knoxville, so awesome. Awesome, awesome. So, with that being said, I'm just going to finish up, and I'm going to share with you guys the four keys to success, kind of in my business, and just break the whole day down. And you got so much good information today, Tosh and Lynn and everybody that came up here for recognition. You guys are just, you did an awesome job, and I don't want you to get overloaded, okay, with information. What I want you to do is take just two or three things out of today and actually go apply it, okay? But I'm going to break down basically what's contributed to my success, and it's really only four factors. And I believe there's four keys to success in this business for everybody, okay? And the number one factor and the number one key to success, and the first thing you have to do is you got to figure out why you're doing this. That's number one. We talked about that a little bit earlier, but why did you just spend a Saturday afternoon with me in a hotel? It's beautiful out there. UT's playing. There's a lot of stuff going on. Why are you here? There's got to be a reason, okay? And what I want everybody to do right now is I want you to take out a blank sheet of paper. If you don't have a notebook or grab a piece of paper from somebody. Take out a blank piece of paper and a pen. We're going to do an exercise that we did in Minnesota, and I think it contributed to our success. I used to do this weekly. Every week we did this with our team. And it's amazing what came out of this. But what I want you guys to do is I want you to draw a line right down the center of that piece of paper. And on the left side, in the top left part of that paper, I want you to write the word have, H-A-V-E. We're going to put some writing music on, and we're going to take the next 3 minutes, and I want you in present tense to give me as detailed of a snapshot of your life today. So you'd write things like, I am a director. I have $2,000 in the bank. I drive a Toyota Corolla. My back hurts. Whatever. I have two kids. Just give me as detailed of a snapshot of your life as you can give me. Just give them 3 minutes. If you guys could hit the music, just take about 3 minutes and get as many things down in present tense as you can on that sheet of paper. My kids are 6 and 10. My wife works. My husband works. My eyes are red. As clear as you possibly can. Get as many things down as you can. I work 40 hours a week. My parents still work. One more minute. Seconds. Get three more things down. Ten seconds. Get one more thing. Okay. Now, you can keep the music going. On the other side of the paper, on the top right, I want you guys to write the word want. And in present tense still, I want you to just to, if you could dream as big as you could dream, like you did when you were a little kid and you wanted to be an astronaut, as big as you could dream, in present tense, write down a perfect picture of your life. What's the perfect day look like? I drive a Ferrari. I donate enough to build a bottle school all by myself. I retire my parents. I am an international marketing director. I am a trainer. I affect people's lives. Be as vivid as you can. Get one more thing on there. Okay, you can hit the music. All right, so let me tell you what we just did. Hopefully we just got a Y down on paper. But let me tell you, you can talk to any coach, all these trainings I've ever been to, all this different stuff, and you know, any personal training coach, any life coach, anybody like that, they will tell you, because of what you guys just did on that second part, where you, under the word want, where you wrote really what they are as goals, or you know, where you wrote your perfect life down, and you actually put it on paper, any trainer, anybody in the world that knows what they're talking about, they will tell you, as of right now, you are 10 times greater. You have a 10 times greater chance of achieving what you just wrote down because you actually put it on paper than you were 5 minutes ago. And in Minnesota, at the first training, we just did, we called them fast starts. It was kind of like a regional, but it was team-led. And we had Byron Schrag come in for the first one, and there wasn't this many at our first one. There's probably like 75 of us. And we did this exercise, and on my sheet of paper, to tell you how powerful this can be, on my sheet of paper, the main thing I kept writing down is, I am an international public speaker. And let me just tell you where I was at that point. I must have been 30-30, okay? The how, just so you know, the how doesn't matter. I don't know if you wrote down, if you can figure out in your mind. In my mind, I couldn't figure out how that could possibly happen. Because number one, I was 30-30. Number two, I had never given a presentation. I'd never even given a presentation. Probably the most unbelievable part of that story, though, is I remember I took that, put that up on my wall, put that up on my fridge. And so I never gave a presentation. I was 30. I wasn't a trainer, you know, nothing like that. But the craziest thing to me is World Ventures wasn't even international yet. We were only in America. We didn't even know, you know, I didn't know they were ever going to go international. And then I was actually brought to tears about 10 weeks ago because I remembered it's still there. That first time I wrote that down, still there. And Mark Aceta gave me a call on a Tuesday night at about 10 o'clock. And he said, hey, do you want to go train the group in Cyprus? And I was just sitting there and I remember writing that down and it just happened. I had no idea how it was going to happen, but I just wrote it down and I just believed it could. I don't know why, but something inside of me just said, it can happen. And then, you know, 8 weeks ago or whatever it was, I'm over in the other side of the world training people who are speaking Greek, and I'm up on stage. It's just, it's an amazing, powerful tool what your subconscious mind can do when you put the right thoughts in. And so many people tell you, you can't. But I'll tell you the biggest key to what you wrote down, you got to believe that you deserve it. And I see so many people in my organization, so many people I work with every day, and the only reason they don't achieve what they just wrote down and they don't achieve their goals is they don't believe they deserve it. And I'll tell you guys, you deserve it. You can. Life is supposed to be abundant. Not just for other people, for us too. So the number one thing is you got to figure out why you're doing this. The second piece of the puzzle is you got to make a decision. We've talked about that all day long. Decision, 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 decision. Decision's my favorite word in the English dictionary. You know what the Latin root of decision means? To cut off from. It's interesting. Think back to the times in your life you actually made a decision. All you did, in reality, this is all you did. You cut off from every other option. Tony Robbins says, in your moments of decision is where your destiny is shaped. It's not this big, long process. It's just this little moment. You have to let that happen to you. Maybe this can be your moment. Let this be your moment of decision, right? But think back, like, it's so funny, like, you think about graduating high school, right? And in my mind, I'm always thinking about this stuff. It must have been in about second grade or third grade or something. And when you could kind of figure out how the world works, at some point when you're a little kid, you kind of figured out that everybody just kind of, you know, that made something of themselves just kind of graduated high school. And once you made that decision, it just sort of happened. Starting college. Graduating college, starting a family, whatever you've decided to do, once you came to that moment, that little moment where the decision was made, it just sort of happens. You need to make this the same. Whatever you want to get out of this, I don't know what it is. But whatever you just wrote down on that paper, you need to make a decision. And once you make a decision, the waters part. And it just sort of happens. Figure out what you want to get. Make a decision you're going to get it. The third piece of the puzzle, take action. Been a lot of good info today. I want you to hear this. If you don't leave this room and pick up the phone and start calling somebody, I just wasted my breath for the last 8 hours. Take action. Make money tonight. Everybody in here can make 2 sales. What are you waiting for? Procrastination is the assassin of opportunity. As soon as you walk out that door, pick up your phone. Figure out what you want. Make a decision you're going to get it. The third piece of the puzzle is take massive and immediate action. All out. AOMA. All out massive action. That's what it takes. Figure out what you want. Make a decision you're going to get it. Take some action. And the fourth piece of the puzzle is the most important. Never quit. Now, if you feel like you want to quit sometimes, you're doing it right. Just so you know. There's still days where I want to quit. There's still days I'm sitting at travel parties and there's dogs barking and kids are running around. I'm like, why am I even here? That's when I know I'm doing it right. There's days when I drive 3 hours. My buddy Nate and I, we just went to Atlanta and went and put in a bunch of people there. And it was a really successful meeting. And it was about a 3-hour drive from where we were from. And my buddy Benny was in the car with us. And I said, we started talking. You know, we were talking on the way back. And he said, man, how do you do it? Like, how do you get to where you're at? And I said, you know what separated me from everybody else that I can think of along the way that never made it to where I was at? The thoughts in your brain when you drive 3 hours and nobody shows up. What are you thinking about on your drive home? A lot of people would quit. I love that part of it. See, because on my drive home, when I would drive 3 hours, I probably did 100 meetings where I drove 3 hours and nobody signed up. But on my drive home, I was thinking about everybody else quitting. And I knew I was never quitting. And if this was easy, everybody would do it. I'm glad it's hard to get up here. Anything worth anything is going to be hard to do. But I'll tell you guys why I know I was never going to quit. I own World Ventures. You own World Ventures. See, Mike and Wayne, they own World Ventures, sort of. But how many of you guys realize without us, there is no World Ventures? You can't quit something you own. And there's people coming, just so you know. We talked about them earlier. I call them well-intentioned dream stealers. They're coming. The stick throwers, remember those guys? Yep. And in this business, what makes it tough is they come disguised as your brother. Or your best friend, or your mom, or your dad. And I'll tell you guys a story right now. I've never even told my own group this story. But I've shared it at a few different regionals. And I think it's important because I think it might happen to everybody if they're going to get to the point that I'm at right now. And what happened to me is, I told you guys about that real estate company, right? My brother and I started that together when I was 19. And he was my big brother, 3 years older than me. And we built that together for about 6 years before we saw World Ventures, maybe a little bit longer than that, before we saw World Ventures. And, you know, when you're building a company, anybody who's ever done it, when you're building a company, it's not easy, you know, to build it from scratch. And you're in the battlefield and you go through a lot together. And what happened is we built that company, and we're doing pretty well. And then, you know, World Ventures came along. And my brother was one of the first people I signed up. He was one of my first 12. He was in right away. But he never did anything. World Ventures just wasn't his deal, whatever. But what happened was I was spending a lot of time. How many of you guys realize in the beginning, you're overworked and underpaid. You got to build this thing, right? And I was spending a lot of time building World Ventures that was taken away from our real estate company. And it was about 4.5 months in, something like that, kind of where this group's at right now. And I was about where Lynn and Patty Joe were. I think I was just hitting marketing director when this happened. And it was a Tuesday morning. And I got a phone call early in the morning, like 7 a.m. or something. He said, Eric, I need you to come in, you know, we got to meet. We got to get together in what we call the war room. Just kind of just little, when we had stuff going on, we'd always go in this room and kind of knock it out. So I said, okay, you know, cool. So I came into the office, and I still remember that day I walked into the office because that was the beginning of the end. And what happened is I walked into that office, and our assistant was acting really funny. Like, everybody in the office was acting weird. And walked through the door, and I go into the war room. And inside this little room, there's 3 people waiting for me. There's my brother, so who's my business partner. We had a silent business partner that was kind of there with us. And there was our money guy, kind of like our accountant, the guy who handled all the money, the financing with our company. And that kind of pissed me off, to be honest with you, because he didn't tell me about that. And I walked in the door, and they said, you got to sit down. And I sat down, and you guys might not believe it after today, but I didn't say a word for 2.5 hours. They sat there and they talked for 2.5 hours. And they had PowerPoints, they had flip charts, they had a full presentation. And I'll tell you the part that made me the most mad about it. And this is kind of hard for me to talk about, but because it was my big brother, you know, it was the guy I kind of looked up to my whole life. And he had went into my back office in World Ventures and he had printed out all the checks without telling me. He had printed out the check register. And the whole point behind the 2.5-hour presentation was, if I would have taken the time I put in World Ventures and put it on the real estate company, how much more money I would have made, and how much more money would have made in real estate. And that was my moment. See, Tosh earlier talked about that fork in the road. That was my fork. See, I had two choices. I could have gone with my big brother. And I'll tell you guys right now, I was close. That's what scares me. I was close to quitting that day. And I was comfortable being with my big brother. That was the road I knew, that path. I knew exactly where that would lead. I'd been doing it for 7 years. And then the other option was World Ventures. And it was completely unknown. And it was separating from my big brother. And it was one of the hardest days of my life, but I just remember thinking the whole time that there was something more than money happening here. And if I wanted to affect people's lives the way I wrote down, the way I said I did, and the way I'd been telling people for the last 5 months, I had to do this. And my brother didn't realize there's a rhythm to this business. And I tell you guys this story because I think it's going to happen to you if you're really going to make this thing happen. But let me tell you the best part about this company. You got to build it, okay? But we're programmed as Americans. Most people are employees, right? And you work for 2 weeks and then you get paid, right? So it looks like this. Same thing in real estate. We'd sell a house, we'd get paid, right? And in most people's lives, you go work, work, get paid. 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 And you're just wired. That's the way society told us to do it. Well, let me tell you what happens here. It's different. In the beginning, you're overworked. It looks like this. Work, 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 get paid. I know there's a lot of you that are there right now. You got to build it. It looks, and then you go work, 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 get paid. Then you go work, 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 get paid. Then you go work, 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 get paid, get paid. And then you go work, 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 get paid, get paid, get paid. And then you go work, 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 get paid, get paid, get paid, get paid. And then you go work, 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 get paid, get paid, get paid, get paid, get paid. My brother didn't know it was going to flip. Because eventually, you know what starts happening? You start going work, 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 get paid, 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 get paid. And then you go work, work. Get paid, dream trip, get paid, 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 get paid. And then you go work, get paid, 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 magazine photo shoot. And then you go work, get paid, 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 dream trip. And then you just start going, get paid, 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 get paid. But, only if you're willing to go to work right now. Figure out why you're here. Make a decision, whatever you wrote down you're going to get. Leave right now and take massive and immediate action. And the fourth piece of the plan, get what you came for. Go get them.